We are up to Pei Zion. Trying to think, did we get through? Yeah, I think we're up to Meisavei on towards the top of Pei Zion. We basically have two shittas. We have two shittas about how exactly it worked the day of Har Sinai, or the week of Har Sinai. We had one opinion, which was the shita of Rebbe, the shita of the Rabbanan. That the sixth day was when they gave it was when Hashem gave over the Aseret Dibros, and Rabbi Yossi said it was the seventh day, and both of them agree it happened on Shabbos. The question is, how did the week work? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, according to Rabbi Yossi, or is Rosh Chodesh on Monday, according to the Rabbanan? So now we're on the top of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is saying Meisavei v'kitashtam hayom umachar. So the pasuk says that you should make yourselves, sanctify yourselves today and tomorrow. So today and tomorrow sounds like they're only 2 days, 2 full days at least. And that would be a caution, Rabbi Yossi, who thinks that Rosh Chodesh was Sunday and that the Aseret Dibros were given on Shabbos. So then that must mean that there are 3 full days in the middle. 2 full days, you could at least swing it in the way the Rabbanan understand it. Because although there might be 3 dates, there are 2 full days. So the Gemara says, no, Amar lecha Rabbi Yossi, yom echad hosif Moshe b'dato. Rabbi Yossi says, even though kidashtam hayom ha'machar from Hashem means that you sanctify yourself for this day and tomorrow, at the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu came along and says, no, really, you have to add another day. So the Tanya. Shlosha dvarim asa Moshe midato v'iskam Hakadosh Baruch Hu imo v'osil yom echad midato perish mena isha v'shavar zeluchos. Famous Gemara is coming up today and tomorrow, but you'll see them, you'll recognize them as we go. So the Gemara says here that number one, Moshe Rabbeinu added 3 things from his own thought. Unclear what this means. Obviously, he did a lot of things from his own thought, but I guess 3 things that he added to what Hashem said. Based on his own expertise. So, Hosif Yom Echad Midato Mai Darash. So, what's the drash to say that he added a day? Hayom Machar, Hayom Kimachar. Today should be like tomorrow, that there's another day after that. So, that would make 3 days. So, Ma'al Machar Leilo Imo, Af Hayom Leilo Imo. Just like today, the day should be considered with its night. So, to tomorrow, the day should be considered with its night. Making full days. So, and today the day is already basically gone. So that means that the days that are full days, day and night, should start tomorrow, right? So you have today, and then you have tomorrow, and it's night, and it's the next day, and it's night. Sorry, I just realized that my iPad. Not that you need to see my face for anything, especially today, but whatever. How do you know Hashem agreed? It wasn't like Hashem already started giving the Aseret Dibros on Friday. He waited until Shabbos, so clearly he agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu's calculation. Okay. Uperish mina isha, and he separated from his wife, meaning Tzipora. So what does that mean? He separated from Tzipora. So the Gemara says, "My darash nasa kavachomer ma'atzmo." He made a kavachomer with himself. Amar uma Yisrael shelo dibur shchina imam elashachas. For the Jewish people who don't hear Hashem all the time, they only hear him one time at Har Sinai. V'kav lehem zman, and there's a specific time that they got it. Amar Torah yinochom l'shoshes yamim atik shul isha, and the pasuk says that they should be separated from their wives, which is what we were talking about yesterday. In terms of separating for tumah purposes, so here for them they have to be separate from their wives. Ani shekol shav v'shav shchina mederesimi, for me who I speak to Hashem all the time. So the ein kovei lizman, and there's no set time for it. It's not like he always comes at a specific time. Alachas kam v'kam, how much more so should I separate from my wife? How do we know that Hashem agreed? That Hashem said to the Jewish people, go back to your tents, meaning go back to your wives. And then afterwards it said, you should stand here, stay here, right? That's by the rock. And some people say it's because I speak to you face to face. I don't know exactly how you're darshaning from there. But either way, it's basically distinguishing Moshe Rabbeinu's conversations with Hashem from the conversations he has with everybody else. Okay, so that's the second thing Moshe Rabbeinu had done. What happened? That's the second thing Moshe Rabbeinu had done, which determines which he had done, which in addition to what Hashem had said, and Hashem agreed. Shavar Saluchos, he broke the luchos. Another famous gemara here. Something's going on with my Zoom over here, but Shavar Saluchos, he broke the luchos. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu did that all by himself? That wasn't from Hashem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu does himself. If you notice on in the Pesukim, so it just says that Hashem basically said to go look at the people. It never says that he should do anything with luchos. So my darash, which by the way is a pretty substantial, personal opinion, right? Hashem just gave you the luchos, and Hashem made the Ma'aseh Elokim Hema, and he just throws him down to the ground, destroying the entire thing without first asking Hashem if that was okay. Kind of interesting episode. So how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu decided that himself? My darsh amar uma pesach shu echad mitareg mitzvos amar tov v'chol b'anecha leucha bo. Any foreigner is not allowed to take place of the Karban Pesach. And that's only one of the 613 mitzvos. HaTorah kula kan v'Yisrael mishumad malachas kam v'kama. The entire Torah was given to the Jewish people, and they're worshiping an idol. They're mushumads. So the Gemara says, so that's why he says he has to get rid of it, or he can't let them have it. It's kind of interesting, because by the Karban Pesach, it just means you don't give them the meat. So here too, it could just mean don't give them the luchos, give them for yourself. And nonetheless, here he destroys it, right? It doesn't say over there that if you have Ben Echar, then you destroy the Karban Pesach. So interesting Kal V'Chomer here, but either way. So how do we know Hashem said it was okay? Shnemar Sher Shibarta, that you broke. He doesn't say that it's a problem that he broke them. Interesting drasha in general, but Amr Shlakish, Yishar Koach Sheshibarta. Asher is like a word from Yasher, like Yasher Koach, like Shkayach. So it's saying here that Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a good thing that you broke them. And I think in another place, I think this Gemara comes up other places. Where's the other place it comes up? In Yevamos. I guess in Yevamos it says afterwards, Bitula Zehu Kiyuma. That the Moshe Rabbeinu's nullification of the Torah ultimately led to its establishment of the Torah, because the Jewish people saw what happened and they realized what they did wrong because of how unbelievable the scene was, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke these luchos, and they obviously did tshuva based on that. Either way, those are the three things Moshe Rabbeinu did by himself, in addition to what Hashem had said. Number one, he separated from we said before. Number one, he added another day to get ready for the Torah. The reason he did so was why? Just the drasha Yom Kimachar. Did he give a reason for that? Didn't give a reason. He just said that today should be like tomorrow based on how the days are working. I guess the days have to be similar. I don't know. And then number two, he had to separate from
his... Steinsel says a very long explanation of it, but it's...
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure there's what to talk about there. Number two is he had to separate from his wife. And number three, that he broke the luchos. All three of these were Moshe Rabbeinu's personal additions to what Hashem had already told him. Okay, so Tashema. So now we basically came to the conclusion that there were 3 days according to Rabbi Yossi and according to the Rabbanan. So Tashema, v'hayu nechon l'tosh l'yom hashlishi. And you shall be prepared for the third day. So kash the Rabbi Yossi, what does it mean for the third day? So what's the third day? It's a kasha Rabbi Yossi because presumably it requires a third day. Yom HaShlishi, what does that mean? Oh yeah, this is what I'm thinking. HaAmirin Yom Echad Hosi Moshe Medato. We already said that Moshe Rabbeinu added a third day. So Tashem HaShlishi. What they're really asking about the word shlishi means shlishi v'chodesh, shlishi v'shabbos. The word three implies that it's not just the third of the month, but also the third of the week. And the Rabbanan are the one that say that the week started on Sunday. Day one is day one of the week. And day two is day two of the week. And day three is day three of the week. So here it says shlishi, presumably that means Tuesday. So kash l'Rabbanan. I mixed up myself here. Let me see. The third day of the month, third day of the week. Apparently, the new moon was on Sunday. Oh, Rabbi Yossi, Right. Sorry, I got my opinions mixed up. Rabbanan say that Rosh Chodesh was Monday. Rabbi Yossi says that Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. So Kash the Rabbanan, who think that that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, that means the third day should be the third day of the week, the fourth day of the week, which is Wednesday. Here it says the third day is the third day of the week, which is Tuesday, which would only be going to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, yeah, Amalach Rabbanan, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, that the Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi. So Shlishi Lamai, we're going to see that over and over again. Shlishi Lamai, what's the third day? Tanya. That's the day where these two things happened, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to bring the Jewish people's message that they're on board to Hashem, and also that Moshe Rabbeinu came down to say, both of these things, Vayashav and Vayagid. He brought to Hashem and he spoke to Hashem about what exactly the people said. So Ma Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Ma Amar Lo Moshe LeYisrael, Ma Amar LeYisrael LeMoshe, Ma Amar LeYisrael LeLifnei Agvura. So who's saying what? If the Pesukim don't talk about it, very interesting. The ambiguity in the Pesukim needs a lot of clarification. So one of the things that it has to clarify is what the messages were. So the Gemara says here, so Zu Mitzvah Hagbala Divrei Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. This is talking about the mitzvah of surrounding the mountain. That's what it's talking about. Rabbi Omer Batchila Perish Onsha. At the beginning, it explains Hashem explains the punishments. Dersiv Ayashav Moshe Devar Hashem Mavim Nesdato Shel Adam. That first he brought to, I think he brought the punishments to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people agreed. Because the pasuk is saying Vayashav Moshe Es Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. Right, so that means that Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying something to Hashem. Let me just check Rashi. Kiblu Aleim, right? This is all talking about the acceptance of the Jewish people. So first, the Jewish people accepted the onshim, the punishments. How do we know? Shem Meshabevin Dato Shel Adam. Vayashem Moshe means the Rashi Meshabevin Dato Shel Adam. Meshabevin is like the word shovev or shovav, which means to... here it says like shavar, like shibor, like to shatter. It shatters a person's brain. I don't know. It makes it difficult for them. Then ultimately he tells them the reward. Vayaged means he told over. The word vayaged, like an agadata, is something that really pulls at your heartstrings. It's something very positive. So that's how it says that vayaged means that he told them about the reward that they would get. That's also something the Jewish people accepted. So then, ikadamri b'tchil perish matan tzchar. First, maybe you could say that it went the other way around. Vayashav Moshe, dvar Hashem mishim dato shel Adam. That first Vayashav Moshe, the word Vayashav means that he brought a certain peace to them. So he gave them, he told them about the reward. Levasov perish oncha. And then afterwards he told them about the punishment. Dechsi Vayagen Moshe, dvar Hashem kashin l'adam kegidim. Matters that are very difficult, like gidim, which is like some kind of rotten wood. So what exactly is the difference between these two? I don't know. You could make drushes about how to discipline someone. You know, tell them the good stuff first and the bad stuff, or the bad stuff and then the good stuff. I don't know. Consequences and then rewards. Interesting psychological approach here. But either way, the Gemara continues, Tashma, Shishi, Shishi B'chodesh, the Pasuk says, Shishi. That means the drasha of the Braisa tells us that it's not only the sixth of the month, but also the sixth of Shabbos, meaning sixth of the week, meaning Friday. Kash L'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan also have a kash with this, because the Rabbanan say that Rosh Chodesh was Monday, not Sunday, and therefore the days of the week should not line up with the days of the month. So Hanami Rabbi Yossi, that Gemara says also according to Rabbi Yossi, Shishi Lamai, what's Shishi for? So Rava Amar Lachani Asan, it's the sixth day of their encampment. Rava Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Lamasan, it's the sixth day from the start of their journey. When they left Rephidim, I assume, that means... According to this opinion, they hadn't yet settled down in Messina yet. I guess that would be according to the Rabbanan. Either way, Kamil v'Gibbe Shabbos de Mara. They both disagree about when the Shabbos of Mara, or they disagree. Good, sorry, they disagree about what happened at Mara. Remember the time where the water was bitter, and then they put and Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the tree that made the water sweet. So the question is, what did Hashem tell them at that point? Because presumably, what it means is, according to the opinion that it's Shishi L'Masan. So what it means is that they must have traveled on Shabbos. Sorry. Hey, buddy, why are you awake so early? So if they traveled on Shabbos, that means that...
They're also carrying from... It's not just that they don't have the notion of the Gavul Shabbat, of the Tachum Shabbat, they're carrying. They're from domain to domain.
So I'm not 100% sure how that works in terms of the domain. They were traveling as an entire camp. Maybe that wasn't yet established as a Rishas HaYachid. I don't know. Maybe they're constantly in Rishas HaRavim. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. But the Gemara says here, in order for them to have traveled such large distances on Shabbos, it must be that they weren't yet commanded in Shabbos the same way. Hashem told you about Shabbos in Mar. He's darshening the Atar Zedibros. Oh, and Zvaschanan at least. So the Gemara says, Mar Savar Shabbos, Ifkod, Atzkumin Lo. Ifkod, Mar Savar, Atzkumin Ami, Ifkod. Depending on which opinion you're going to hold, that this is 6 days from their encampment or 6 days from their journey would imply whether or not they were traveling on Shabbos. And therefore, you'd have to explain how they could travel on Shabbos with tchum issues. So Gemara says, Tashima, Nisan Shavu Yotzi Yisrael Mizraim Barbaz HaShachat Shachtu Pischayin. On this month of Nisan. So what happened? On the 14th, they shechted the Karban Pesach. And then on the 15th, they left Mizraim. La'erev Laku Bechoros. And at that night of the Chamisha Asar, the 15th, they killed the first, Hashem killed the firstborns. La'erev Sakadayat Tachirid. What do you mean? That night. That implies that after the 15th. So the Gemara says, no, la'elam mi ba'erev laku b'choros, the night before. V'asu ayom chamisha b'shabbos haya. And on that night, it was the 5th of Shabbos, meaning it was Thursday, it was Wednesday night. Wednesday night? Yeah, Wednesday night, the 5th day of the week, according to the Jewish way of the count of the week. Mi d'chamisha b'nisan chamsha b'shabbos, for the fact that the 15th of Nisan was the Thursday. So that means that Rosh Chodesh must have been Shabbos, which is neither of the opinions. That means that the Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, not on Monday, like the Rabbanan say. So Amrilach Rabbanan, Iyar Dahi Shaitza, that year, Ibur Ibruha. Really, that Iyar was a full month. Pregnant month, meaning they added a day, and therefore that gets Rosh Chodesh to Monday. So Tashima, Tela Ibra, Nisan Shebo Yatsu Mitzrayim, Yisrael Mitzrayim. They were not Ma'aber the month of Nisan, that the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. Barba, Sashach, the Visachem, Achmishas, Yatsu, the Erev Lak of Bechoros. La Erev Zakadai, Tech, Ela Emim, the Erev Lak of Bechoros, the same exact text. The Osrayim, Chemisha Beshabbos, Haisa, Hishlim Nisan, the Ira, Iar, Lios Beshabbos. They made Iyar fall out on Shabbos, meaning Rosh Chodesh. So Chasar Iyar ve'Ira Sivan Lios Be'ach b'Shabbos. And then I guess the continuation of the Brisa says that that they made sure that the Rosh Chodesh of Sivan also fell out on Shabbos. So that would be Kash the Rabbanan. Is that what it means? This is a new month of Sivan occurred on the first day of Be'ach b'Shabbos. They fell out on Sunday. So that Brisa says that it's according that. Sounds like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara says, yeah, the Rabban basically say, yes, you're right. That's only going according to Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Hanami Rabbi Yossi. It's kind of interesting that they keep bringing Brisas if the answer is always going to be, yes, that Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi, and there's no really disproof from. But either way, the Gemara continues. Perseverance. So the Gemara continues. Amr Papa Tashma Vayisme Yelim Vayavel Kaladas Bnei Yisrael V'Gomer Chamisha Asur V'Gom L'Chodesh Hasheni. The 15th of the second month, meaning Iyar. V'Osu Vayom Shabbos Haisa, and that was Shabbos. D'Chsiv Bokeri Semes Kavod Hashem V'Chsiv Sheish Yisem Til Ketuhu. That you should see the Kavod Hashem, and somehow the Darshanat to connect to the 6 days you shall gather, right? Because you're going out to see the Kavod of Hashem was when I think they went to get the man. So that's the same thing. Kavod of Hashem is when you go out to do stuff in the fields. which is the 6 days of the working week. And from the fact that the 15th of Iyar is Shabbos, again, we have an indication that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. So how do the Rabbanan make sense of that? They think that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. That year, Iyar was an Ibra month, and therefore, again, Rosh Chodesh fell out on Monday. So Amr of Chaviv Mechozna of Ashi Tashma Viva Khoshavisha Meshashis Bechosh Hukam Mishkan Tana also Hayom Natal Ezer Taros. On that day when the Mishkan was erected, who was Natal exactly? I forgot. It was taken. 10 crowns were taken. Okay, Ashi, you want to go down?
No.
Okay, so stop moving. Ezer Taros Risha, there are 10 crowns. Rishon l'Maaseh Bereishis. It was the first day of creation, meaning Sunday. Rishon l'Nesiim. That means it was first day for princes. Rishon l'Kehuna, first day for priests. Rishon l'Avoda, first day for Avoda. Rishon l'Yiridas HaEish, first day for the fire to come down. Rishon l'Achilas Kachim, first day for eating the Karbanos. Not exactly the same exact thing as bringing down the fire. Rishon l'Shkon Shechina, first day for Hashem's the cloud, I guess it means. Rishon Levarachas Yisrael, first day that the Jewish people were blessed. Is this this week's Parsha? It might be this week's Parsha. Either way, Rishon Lisser Bahabamos, the first day that it's usher to bring a carbon on a non-Mizbeach. Once they have a Mizbeach, they can't go back. Rishon Lechadashim, the first for the months. What does that mean? No, not for the months. Is that for the months? What does it mean for the months? I don't know what that means. Umidresh Yarchad Nisan Dahashaita. Was that the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan? No. Wasn't it the second year Rosh Chodesh
Nisan? We count months. Nisan year 7.
Right, but it wasn't the
year. Nisan, yeah.
Right. It was the first month of the year, but it wasn't the first of the Rosh Chodesh. That was the year beforehand. I assume that's what it means. Yeah, this is not the first Rosh Chodesh ever. The first Rosh Chodesh was a year beforehand in Nisan. This is the second year of Nisan.
That's the whole thing of Tishrei or Nisan.
No, I'm talking about even Rosh Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim was talking a year before while they were in Mitzrayim. Now they're, you know, bringing up the Mishkan, so they must be referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan the second year.
It's Nisan, yeah.
It's definitely Nisan because the next part of the Gemara, but it's got to be the second year's Nisan. Either way, Umidirish Yarcha de Nisan de Hashaita Chad B'Shaba Ishtakat. So it must be that the Ishtakad, the year before, was on the fourth of the week. Meaning it must have been on Wednesday. It must have been Tuesday night or Wednesday. Okay. Titania, because the Brisa says Achirim Orm Ein Bein Atzeres Atzeres Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah El Arba Yom Bavar V'Im Ha'is Hashanah Mulberes Chamisha. In terms of how you differentiate the amount of days between one year's holiday and another year's holiday, here in the case of Shavuos, it must be 4 days in between. 4 days in between the day of the week that Rosh Hashanah is, the day of the week that Rosh Hashanah is the next year. The only difference would be if it's a leap year, it would be 5 days in between. So therefore, we see that the first Rosh Chodesh of Nisan, the year beforehand, must have been on a Wednesday. So and therefore, Havale Reshach the Iyar Mali Shabbat. So therefore, Iyar fell out on Friday. Reshach the Sivan Shabbat, and the Rosh Chodesh of Sivan must have been on Shabbos itself, which is a kasha for both kasha bein the Rabbi Yosi bein the Rabbanan. Right, so Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaser and Avod. According to Rabbi Yossi, who thinks that Rosh Chodesh was really on Sunday, so what did they do? They established 7 months that were missing. I think as opposed to Lo Hayu El Gimel Bein Pesach LePesach, and therefore there were only three different days, differentiation days, and therefore the week beforehand, right? If you were sort of work it backwards, it must be that the Rosh Chodesh was on Vav. No, Rashi, Rosh Chodesh of the original Nisan was on Thursday, on Hay, and therefore, and therefore Rosh Chodesh of Sivan was a day, also a day later, according to Rabbi Yossi, must have been on Sunday. L'Rabbanan Shmona Chaserim Avod. Basically, they're just manipulating the calendar that they did that year. Which months did they make full? Which ones did they make missing? Is not exactly clear in the Gemara. But either way, according to the Rabbanan, the way that you get to make Rosh Chodesh into Monday of that Sivan of the year beforehand is to say that they made 8 months, 29 days, and therefore it took another day off the calendar that year specifically, and therefore Rosh Chodesh must have been on Monday. They lost another day the year beforehand. So that's how both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi get around their shitas to make sure everything works out. Either, as the Rabbanan say, any brisa that we can't figure out is according to Rabbi Yossi, or we're just going to manipulate the calendar to make sure that the dates work out. So a lot of working around circumventing some of these issues, but some interesting stuff along the way, as we saw from the Gemara and Moshe Rabbeinu's three things that he added. So it wasn't just a math game. But either way, we'll see what I come up with for the halacha. All right, everyone should be well. Tzvi, I see you've got your garb on. Are you back to work?
I've been doing emergency stuff at the office that I'm working at. But I'm actually going back to school today.
Back to school?